Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for Friday, September 17th, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and I'm talking with you about big lessons from small blessings. You know, it's not always the large and expensive Christmas gifts that say the most about a relationship. Sometimes it is the little surprise blessing of fixing a wife's cherished broken necklace, or sewing a button back onto a husband's favorite shirt, or touch-up painting a scratch on our teen child's new used car. These unrequested yet greatly appreciated favors send a clear message about the heart of the one serving. God is the master of providing surprise blessings, of course. Last week, I was with Lori in Atlanta. She started a new job with the Veterans Administration as a clinical dietitian and had been called to Atlanta for training sessions during the day. I stayed at the hotel and worked on the computer, attending to a number of ministry tasks. On Tuesday morning, I drove her to the VA Medical Center east of Atlanta and dropped her off. When I returned to the hotel and exited the car, I noticed that one of the wheel covers was missing. Now, this was doubly discouraging to me since I had just bought a new set of wheel covers for her car. One of the previous wheel covers had either fallen off or had been taken off by somebody, and because it was of somewhat a unique design, the cost of replacing that one was more than buying an all-new set of wheel covers at the parts store. Now I was back to square one. Jeez, I can't believe this, I said as I got back into the car. I realized that the chances were almost nil of finding a non-smashed single wheel cover along the side of an eight-lane city street or along Interstate 85. But I had to try. If I found the cover, I'd save myself $40, and times are tough. So I drove down the streets, hugging the curb to get a close look, yet I saw no wheel cover. Then it occurred to me where the most likely place would have been to lose the wheel cover. It was where I'd make a hard left turn from an eight-lane city street onto the entrance ramp for I-85. That's where the wheel shape would be most likely distorted, since the left turn would have to be made at the same time while going uphill. My physics and metallurgical hunches were right. Just 100 yards or so up the ramp, in the midst of all the garbage and grass on the outside edge of the shoulder, I saw a wheel cover. I wonder, as I pull off onto the ramp. I'll pull off the ramp and onto the shoulder. Turns out that it was the lost wheel cover, with no damage. Can you believe it? That's amazing because of the hundreds of cars that had to have used the ramp between my trips there. More amazingly, the wheel cover was on the right shoulder, even though it had fallen off the left side of the car. The story gets better, though. Though I had the wheel cover in my hand and was glad of it, it still couldn't be put back onto the car because the spring tensioner that holds the wheel cover under the rim was missing. Halfway back to the car and wondering how I could jury-rig some way to reattach the cover, I saw the shiny circular spring lying amidst empty water bottles, snack food wrappers, tire retread parts, and other kinds of junk. I quickly saw why I lost the wheel cover. The spring had snapped where the ends had been welded together, making it useless. Just as quickly as I thought I was heading to the auto parts store anyway to spend another $40, I saw something I couldn't believe. And I can't believe it as I tell it to you. 3 feet from the broken wheel cover spring was lying another circular wheel spring of the exact same design. And this one wasn't broken. I'm telling you the absolute truth. There was no other wheel cover in the vicinity that I could see. Yet there was the clone of the broken wheel cover just one step away. I was nearly overwhelmed as I walked back to the car, snapped everything back into place, and headed down the highway back to the hotel. There is no way to calculate the statistical unlikelihood of what had happened and I didn't need to. It was an undeniable blessing from God. Dear friend, when God steps into your life with an undeniable blessings that border on statistically impossible, make sure that you tell others about how our Father in heaven cares for his children, even when they least expect it. It's just the kind of daddy he is. As always, I love you, Martin.